content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, and Aviana's going to be in here in a minute. I sent her down to my car. I sent her down to my car because I forgot my new Sun Warrior. My Sun Warrior supplements. I got them yesterday. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, and I wanted to show them to you. So, yeah, we've got a really great show coming up today. I made it here by the skin of my rear end because I was at Wild Birds Unlimited. Is that the name of it? That place? You know what I'm talking about on Lover's Lane?
I don't.
What were you doing there?
I bought two bird baths for my new little cardinal friend.
Yay!
Okay, so hold on. I got to grab my thing. Hold on. Talk.
Okay,
talk.
Great. So we were at Wild Birds Unlimited today getting a bird bath from our cardinal
there
friend.
You go.
That's exciting. Okay. Can't wait to hear more about that.
Where is it? Okay, so yeah, I think that I don't want to put out the wrong name. Where is it?
I think that's right.
He gave me his card.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, I know him. In fact, Avi might
so
even know him.
So what?
The Hurt family. Owns it. They own like five of them here in the Dallas area, and they used to be a White Rock Montessori mom and dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I'm talking about? David Hurt?
So what are the bird baths?
Is it Jill Hurt, I think is her name?
No.
Anyway.
What happens when it freezes? I mean, I guess the water just freezes and the birds don't.
Well, so you didn't hear my bird story. So
yeah,
I saw
a post about it, but okay, I haven't heard the story.
A cardinal will not, guess what? You guys are going to die laughing. And I've got Maura Davies on the line too, by the way, from the, Maura, you're welcome to chime in with us. Maura Davies is the vice president of communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. You can find her at SPCA.org. Okay, so you know I opened the show. What day was it? A couple days ago. I was upset one morning last week. This past week.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long week. What year is it? Now, and so I'm trying to make the story short. And Maura, are you there with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? So I had this little, this beautiful male cardinal appear outside my door, and I was upset about something, and I had been crying in my kitchen, and I thought that the bird came to heal me, and it was they say it was someone from the spirit world, you know, reaching down. Okay, so this will make you laugh. So today, when I was at, Is it Birds Unlimited? What did I say?
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Yeah.
Wild Birds Unlimited. Okay.
Ooh.
So I went there to go get a bird bath for my new bird friend, who I can't decide if I want to name him Sammy or Bruce. What do you guys think?
I liked Bruce.
I like Bruce too. Okay. I'm feeling Bruce. I need to hear more about the bird,
okay,
but I'm feeling Bruce.
I'll show you a picture.
So I got a nice feeder, which they're going to install over the weekend. This beautiful squeeder. Listen to me, feeder, because I'm thinking of the squirrels because I got a squirrel lesson this morning too on the way here. How the squirrels are going to try to get up there and get the seed, and it's like all this complication. I'm like, well, I want to feed the squirrels too, right, Maura?
Yes.
And so anyway, so to get back to the bird. So the guy says to me, well, you know, so he said, well, first of all, you know that cardinals, right now because of the weather, it could be mating season. He's obviously picked your home, which I see cardinals on my property
he's
all the
beautiful.
Time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Avi just sent me a
so
picture.
I think
yeah.
there's more than one cardinal family.
Yeah, I think so,
one
too.
Family on my property because yeah. they've been around forever. But apparently cardinals are very, they're monogamous. They pick a mate and they're together for life and they pick a property basically where they want to live. And so, you know, I don't spray any pesticides. Uh-huh. You know that because I yeah. love the environment and animals and I don't want to do that. I don't want to poison anyone or anything. And so I think a lot of wild animals are attracted to my property for that. And I don't over landscape, uh-huh. if you will. So
yeah.
I'm very careful when I do touch my landscaping that I never disrupt, you know, nature, if you will. And so anyway, so to get back to the bird, the guy told me, this is going to break your hearts, that the bird, okay, wasn't necessarily coming to me to heal me or give me some sort of spiritual message from the gods or maybe a friend of mine or my mother that had passed away or my friend Ines. He said that they like looking in the mirror. And it goes, there you go. He's got the bird's got an ego.
Checking himself out.
He's checking himself out, getting ready to go out, you know, working it.
Yeah.
Trying to find himself a wife.
He's finding himself a mate. You got to look good.
Man.
And so anyway, but I bought 2 bird baths more and I bought a nice feeder. And so
yay.
I'm really looking forward to feeding the birds and enjoying them even more than I already do on my property. So funny stuff, right?
Thank you for caring for the birdies too.
Yeah, I love having you on the show. Today, our focus is top 10 resources to spay or neuter your pet. So for people that don't know, what does it mean to spay or neuter your pet, Maura?
Oh, that's a great question. So yeah, spaying is to remove the ovaries and uterus of a female.
Mm-hmm.
So and neutering is to remove the testicles of a male. Now, interestingly, some people ask, does that mean you take everything off, outside and inside? No, just the inside part.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the outside part.
Yeah.
So I'll let everyone else fill in the rest
of their
head.
I'm not sure if I knew that. I thought that, do different vets do it differently or do they all practice the same way?
The vets that I have seen all just remove the insides and leave the outsides there, mm-hmm. specifically on males. Females, it's only on the inside.
Yeah.
And although in certain situations, if, for example, I've seen people who have their pets, or their male animal, that neutered, then if that dog messes with the incision site a lot, then it gets infected and awful. And then we have to do something called a scrotal ablation, which mm-hmm. means removing everything, the top, the outside.
Yikes.
So
a lot of men out there are fainting right now, Maura, listening to this.
Tones are important, y'all.
Yeah, it is so important. It is. And at the end of the day, you know, the animal's happier, really. They're not so distracted. They can be more of a pet. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. I know, you know, I little Susie, who I rescued off the street, Lexi actually found it when I was headed out of town. It, you know, she walked onto my property after being out on the street for over a month. That's what they said on Facebook. But little Susie Q, you know, I haven't got her spayed yet because she's 8 years old mm-hmm. and we've gone through one cycle. I'd never experienced that. I mean, I've had some action going on in my house. It was pretty scary. I was like, what
That's
are they
crazy.
Doing? You know, but I think I'm going to get her doggy diapers because she's still fighting heartworms, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She went through that treatment not that long ago, and so I just think it's too much, it's taxing her body too much.
Yeah.
Do you think?
One thing that I do know from our wonderful veterinarians is that animals that are going, that have heartworm can be at higher risk to bleed a lot more during surgery.
Yeah.
So just stay in close touch with your vet about when the right mm-hmm. time is, because that's important too. Yep.
Well, yeah, it is. It, all of it's important. I just love my animals so much. And so for everyone out there, so why is spaying and neutering so important?
Okay, there's so many reasons. Just to go through really quickly, your pets are going to live a longer, healthier life. Spaying can prevent uterine infections and breast cancer, which is fatal in about half of all dogs and 90% of cats.
Mm.
So spaying your pet before their first heat can give the best protection from those.
Okay.
And then neutering males gives health benefits to the boys as well. So besides preventing the unwanted litters, it can prevent testicular cancer.
Wow.
But also, and a lot of people out there are like, I don't want to deal with a female going into heat because, like you said, that can be messy.
Oh, it's terrible. It was terrible, and it went on for weeks. I mean, it was crazy.
I know. Poor little guys, right?
I know.
So you have the females going into heat, and then you have the males who are going all over the place. Everyone's roaming.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting into traffic. They're getting all kinds of places, and the chances that they're killed by a predator, by traffic, by awful people goes up if they're roaming.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get the behavior. Neutered males will generally be much better behaved. So
do they pee less on stuff? Because that drives me crazy. My male dogs have a peeing contest every single day. Like I'm always rinsing down the back.
Mm-hmm. It can help. It depends on how long they have gone unneutered. So it may not catch it if it's too late, but it may. So it's the chance that can happen is good, but not perfect.
Yeah.
And
it's got to be better. What were you going to say, Stephanie?
Well, I was just going to ask a question because I have a puppy, and I don't know if you even know this.
I
got a new puppy.
Where'd you get it?
Oh.
You better say you got it from.
We got it.
And don't tell me la 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Okay, go on with the story.
We got it, and we have been. It has been recommended that we wait until he's over 18 months to get him neutered, and so I'm just wondering that what that recommendation is, and that. I don't know. Like more, I'm just interested if you've
heard
that.
It's okay.
It's
not going to beat you.
And I will tell you why, because I have very little kids, and I would rescue all day long. But it makes me nervous to not know like what I'm dealing with teeny tinies.
Well, not to be cynical, but they might have told you not to neuter it till it's 18 months old, because it's not uncommon for people that buy we'll call them fancy dogs.
He's a golden. He's
I know,
a golden
and I love goldens. Yeah. I've never found one on the street, which is why I don't own one because I only get my animals either from a shelter or off the street.
I knew I was going to get
and
in
so,
trouble.
Well, I'm just going to, I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
I love you regardless. but seriously, so you always have to question the motive.
Right. No, okay? That's why I'm wondering.
A lot of animals get turned back over to the breeders, a lot of times.
Oh, that makes
sense. And so they probably
so
don't want you to spay or neuter it because they could still make money off of it if you were to return it. Am I being too cynical, Maura?
You know, I don't tend to think so unless it's a really responsible breeder, and that's a whole different can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the SPCA of Texas practices pediatric spay and neuter. That means we spay and neuter animals that are less than 6 months old.
6 months, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the thought there is if you're catching them before they go through puberty, then you're going to get more of those health benefits. You're going to make sure that they don't reproduce and make sure that they're not contributing to the pet overpopulation problem and then all the other benefits that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. Well. So, yeah, less than 6 months. Sooner the better. We will spay or neuter at 8 weeks and at least 2 pounds. So just kind of to give you another perspective. And then also really quickly about shelter pets, a lot of the shelter pets, and a lot of people don't know this, at the SPCA of Texas, there are a lot of pets who have been with an owner for all of their life, and so we know a tremendous amount about them.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been around kids before, how they do with other dogs, whether they prefer women over men, if they don't like it when more people wear hats, what kind of litter they use, all kinds of stuff. So there's a huge percentage of animals in shelters where the shelter will know almost everything about that animal from the time they were a baby on. So just put that out there, too.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
it is. Good information. Maura, always a pleasure. We're in this fight, trying to get people to spay and neuter because, millions of animals are thrown into city dumps and incinerated every single year that are unwanted. So please spay and neuter and please adopt from your local shelter. Right, Maura?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got Cassie Bjork coming up. She's going to be talking about how to break free from your food obsessed thoughts. And then Stephanie and I are going to talk about,
the environment
and your buttons off. There you go. There you go.
Hi.
We got turned off.
Hello. You lost me for a minute.
I lost you for a minute, but she's back.
Okay.
We're going to break. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, one cow, one pig, one turkey, and about a dozen fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe. And Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, "These are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?"
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio today,
Hello.
Too, and Cassie Bjork on the line. Before we get to you, Cassie, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our great sponsors, companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com. And of course, Squatty Potty. Go to Squatty Potty to get the original squat to poop toilet stool. And the H-Hemp Company, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. And Paleo Magazine, visit them at Paleo Magazine BetterLivingOnline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And of course, the Well-Being Journal. I just got the most recent copy. It's right over there. It's a great issue. Heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health, Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at thewellbeingjournal.com. Cassie, are you still there?
I am here. I'm excited to chat with you today.
I always love having your energy on the show. You're just such a good person. You really are. And you speak widely and contribute to a regular column, Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie, in Paleo Magazine, one of our sponsors. So Cassie is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss and highly sought after speaker and the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I Still Fat? The Hidden Keys to Unlocking That Stubborn Weight Loss. Cassie and her team identify the missing puzzle pieces for health and weight loss, which conventional doctors and nutritionists, they really often miss it. And she provides her clients with a full picture of how their bodies function. I love having this girl on the show. Okay, let's talk about this, Cassie. How do I break free from my food obsessed thoughts? Because I have them sometimes at night and I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it.
Well, I love this topic because, kind of like you were just saying in my bio, I mean, we help our clients look at all of the pieces that go into not just weight loss, but being a healthy, confident person. And this is one of those things that is often overlooked. So many of our clients come to us that are thinking about food all the time. And it becomes like this sort of prison when it's always on their mind, like, what should I eat? And what did I eat? And when did I eat? And why did I eat it? And should I have not eaten that? Mm-hmm. Just all of this back and forth. And it really takes up a huge amount of mental energy and can just feel terrible to be obsessing about food all the time.
Yeah, you're not going to believe what I was. I'm just going to, you know, be very transparent here. So, you know, Thursday night's my night to be alone, and I dance and I drink wine and I hang out in my kitchen and I snack way too much. And I didn't really eat a good dinner. So I was snacking more than normal. And I thought of you because I knew you were coming on today. And I was like, Cassie would look at me right now and go, what the hell are you doing, Bernadette? You know, I was eating bread and butter. Does it get any worse than that?
Nothing wrong with the butter. I'm a huge fan of butter. Yeah, but I think that's the thing, is like, it's not just about eating perfect all the time either. I think the biggest part that goes, like the biggest takeaway here is being really present to what you're doing and why you're doing it. So I don't think there's anything wrong with dancing and having wine and bread and butter when that's your intention. Like, when I'm about to have dessert, I get like super excited about the dessert and I look at it and I smell it and I taste it and I enjoy every single bite.
I was like a squirrel with my bread. You should have seen me. I was like, and it was a really moist bread. It's it's actually an old company here in Dallas. It's been around. Stephanie, they used to sell it. I don't know if they're still there. They have a location in Snyder Plaza, the Great Harvest Company or something like that.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
There's no bad oils in their bread, Cassie, and I've been looking for a bread.
I've tried that brand. It is so good. I know it's heavenly. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, yes. So I don't know what kind of reach they have. I know they have it in Natural Grocer now, and so I saw it on the bottom shelf, and I'm like, is this the same bread that I used to get like 10 years ago? I had no idea. Anyway, long story short, it is to die for. With some grass-fed butter, I was in absolute heaven, like holding it in my hands, like you said, and completely relishing every little single bite. So,
I love that. I think what we find with a lot of our clients is they almost try to like hide the food and sneak the bad foods, and I think, you know, hiding gives it more power. And when we're present to it, when we can like really enjoy every bite of it, I think that's totally different. What we're doing is we're integrating, you know, our mind and our body, and we're making that choice intentionally.
Yeah.
So I think more of what I'm talking about here is when people are just like stressed out and worried all the time, and then, you know, they choose one thing and then they worry if it was the right thing or not, and they're just like obsessing about it all the time. I think what you're talking about is really being, you know, making choices that you're excited to make because Thursday's your night and you're going to do what you want with those Thursdays.
Yeah.
And then just enjoying every moment of it. Nothing wrong with that.
No, well, I did enjoy myself. I did. And I slept pretty well, I think, as a result of, you know, like satisfying my cravings, all of them, you know. And so, but how can we identify sabotaging thoughts and feelings around food? How can we fix that?
I think that we can identify them by really paying attention to like how we're feeling inside when these thoughts come up. So if you're feeling guilty, if you're feeling stressed out, if you're feeling worried, just really bringing it back to like, you know, we always tell our clients, observing these feelings and knowing that you have so many more chances to eat and make choices moving forward. like a piece of cake, it's not a prison sentence. It's just a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And the fact that you eat it or eat the bag of chips or that fifth helping of anything, it can feel stressful, like you put mm-hmm. like a big red X across your face for life or something. And then I think the urge is to punish yourself by either restricting or killing yourself at the gym or eating more because you feel like today is obviously a lost cause. But I think stopping ourselves before we get into that pattern and being like, okay, that just happened. And, you know, I had that cake and it was great and I'm going to move on mm-hmm. and maybe next time I'll make a different choice. Or if you're really happy with that choice because you enjoyed that cake and it was part of feeling fulfilled and having a great Thursday night, then that's okay too. So I think it's a matter of like paying attention to your feelings with it
yeah.
and really focusing on like the self-acceptance and being intentional with every choice that you make.
Well, I love that you say it's just a piece of cake. And at the end of the day, we should not give cake power over.
No.
Certainly not one piece of cake. And so what should we do when we find ourselves guilting over a piece of cake that we couldn't resist?
I think that, well, one thing that we recommend for our clients is journaling. And I know a lot of people don't like to do it, but it's just such a simple exercise.
Right.
It can be so helpful to like really get the inside to the outside and write down why did you have that piece of cake? Because what we find, it's never really about
right.
the food. A lot of times it's about controlling something when life feels out of control or meeting a different type of need. Maybe it's an emotional need. You know, it could be so many things. And oftentimes when we write about that experience, and even if you don't know what to write, just writing, you know, I feel
yeah.
or the cake made me feel, that can be a really powerful way to connect what's actually going on.
So do you start with a letter like, dear piece of cake?
Piece of cake.
I love it. I've never done it that way, but you totally could. Like, I like that.
Yeah, like I loved your double chocolate. Oh my gosh, your icing
yeah.
was so yummy.
It made me feel comforted. It made me feel nourished. I was feeling stressed out because this person wasn't here to fill this void in my life and you filled it. I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about. Now we're getting somewhere.
I love it.
And you, at the end, thank you, or sincerely.
Yeah. Much love.
So much love.
Oh my
Next
gosh.
Time I'm eating the celery.
Oh my gosh. That's some funny stuff. Always great. Anything else you want to add to what we've already said before we go to break, Cassie?
I think one other thing that comes up for me when we talk about stuff like this is just the whole comparison thing and just remembering, you know, when you're looking at somebody else, how can she eat that? And
right.
how can I, you know, if I eat that, it goes straight to my hip. Just comparing yourself to others and usually feeling bad as a result never serves you. So we just don't know the other person's life or her body or how that body works or feels. And that comparison can really get us stuck in that vicious cycle of thoughts, you know, that life is unfair and other people have something we don't. And it never makes us feel happy. So I think just kind of staying in your own lane and making whatever choices you want to make. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
I do. I say that all the time. Stay in your own lane.
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good phrase. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to live your life. All right, Cassie. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's Cassie Bjork. You can find her at Cassie.net. That's CASSIE.net. Cassie.net. Stay tuned, everyone. Stephanie Toops is gonna be back with us, and she's going to be talking about what to avoid in your personal care products, along with talking about the environment.
Yep.
And they all go hand in hand.
Yep. All together.
All together. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. You're in a public eye. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me and Stephanie Toops. Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products and cleaning products. We're going to talk about that coming up too. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and a master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She is a certified public accountant as well and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. Love this girl. Her Instagram is Toopsie Turvy.
Toopsie Turvy.
Toopsie, like the name. Yep. Toop. T-O-U-P-E is her name. Stephanie Toops. I always want to put an E on the end of your
I know.
Name.
Most people do.
I know.
Yeah. It's
See?
T-O-U-P-S. It's a Cajun name. Yeah. Louisiana
oh, is it?
People
Is that where you're from?
It. Yeah, that is.
Have you done that 23andMe thing?
I just did it. Yes. I just did because I've always been like conspiracy theory about it.
Because Diamond just did it too.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you get your results back or did you just send it in?
I just got it back. I got it back the day on Wednesday. It's my area's Cameroon.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so, what are you?
So I am mostly, it's kind of funny, like we've always had these, so my middle name is Lee, and so we've always been told like I'm related to Robert E. Lee, and I've always been told that I'm part Native American, you know, all these like folklore stories, and I'm basically like Western European and then a little bit of like Bantu peoples, which I'm like, where did that come from?
Wow.
I mean, just like, so anyway, yeah, it was.
I don't even know what a Bantu people
I
is.
I didn't either, no.
What is that?
No,
it's like Southwest Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it was really cool. So it was super neat to see. And then.
So you and Diamond might be related.
I know. I was like,
we might.
No, I got rights now.
Because
so,
you had that too, right? In your profile, didn't you?
I did.
I remember
I had
reading
about
41%.
It was a lot. For
yeah.
Me.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Mine was like 1%. But it's just really neat.
You guys
neat.
Are cousins.
I know. Super neat to see, just to see that.
And have you done it? I think, Avi, you were going to
no,
do it, right?
I want to.
Yeah.
I want to do it too.
The
yeah.
other thing that's
my daughters did it.
They did.
Yeah.
So did you compare their results? Because that's what I was just
one's
about to
more
say,
Italian
like,
than the other. Yes. How does that happen?
Yes. And so yes. that's where like so my I mean there is Native American in our family line, and I told my mom I'm like, Mom, there is no Native American in mine, and she's like, then you just missed out on those genes, and it's true. Like she doesn't have body hair, but like I don't have those same characteristics, and it's
right.
really interesting the way the genetics work, where you can take two full blooded siblings and their genetics look different.
Yeah. Well, we just gave 23andMe a free, really
totally
long spot. Maybe
yeah.
I'll get them as a sponsor.
Cut that out and send it
They
to
actually
them.
Spend a lot of money on advertising,
yeah.
I've
yeah.
heard. But anyway, interesting stuff. Love having you in studio. And I just want to let everyone know also that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast. And Stephanie did the spicy podcast after the broadcast with us last week when we talked about sex toys and cleaning them and all the stuff and personal care products of that you put in and outside your body that you need to be aware. And all of us contributed. It was pretty funny.
We all had really red faces, even though we were all like, well, it was spicy.
Well, and we put the bloopers at the end.
Oh, you did?
We put the bloopers at the end.
I mean, I was here for their production, obviously, but I haven't heard the final product. I'm excited to hear it.
So Diamond and I worked on it last week after the show on the before the weekend. And I said, just put it up.
It was fun to listen to.
And did you have you listened to it, Avi?
No, not yet. I'll get there. I'll get around
to
it.
You might need to prepare yourself for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun, you know, and that's what life is all about, having fun. It really is. And
it was really good.
It was.
Honest conversation is always good. I find even if it's uncomfortable conversation,
absolutely.
It's good.
And it's refreshing because there's so many phonies out there. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day. But love having you in studio. Okay, so tell us about this. Our topic today, one of them, is the end of plastic plates and straws. The European Union Market says goodbye to single-use plastic products. I think that is so amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I feel like, you know, the European markets generally lead the world in terms of their progressiveness and these types of issues. And, you know, we've seen a lot of this in the U.S. lately.
Yes. And California, too. Yeah. And hello to all of our KMET listeners in Southern California. Hey there. Glad to have you on board.
We've had different, you know, Starbucks was banning straws by, you know, certain time periods, but this is really the first big step where someone is completely banning plates, straws, utensils, and it's fantastic and it's amazing. So what they've this happened just this month, January 18th, the EU agreed to introduce restrictions on certain single-use plastic products, and by 2021, European citizens will say goodbye to plastic cutlery, which is
huge. I mean, whenever I have a party, I have this, I have like, I think it's about 200 forks that are in this big, you know, container that I keep in my pantry. So if I ever have a big party, I haven't had a big party like that in a long time. But I mean, I've been all over this for years. I just cannot stand when using a plastic anything. And I'll carry oftentimes like wash it off in the bathroom if I'm somewhere like here, you know, and then I'll take it home. The recycling. Yeah. I just don't know. Why is America not all over this as well?
I feel like people aren't awake to it yet. And because I have the same feeling, but I feel like for a long time, I really wasn't awake either. And now we've talked about this before. I'll be sitting and looking at the waste that my family has created. And, and it makes me cringe just at a single convenience type meal. And you look at the amount of waste product that's created and you go into some of these restaurants and they don't even offer a real utensil. The only option is a plastic fork or knife or whatever. So then you have to take the step of bringing your own. But I think people aren't awake to it yet.
Well, and I'm sure everyone here, Avi, Diamond, Stephanie, you and I have been to like a baby shower or somewhere where they have those clear, pretty plastic plates.
And they all pile in the trash.
And they all go in the trash because they're not recyclable. I don't know.
Such anxiety.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. It's terrible. It's like, what are we doing? How can we be so destructive with this beautiful planet that we live on? I'm very passionate about it. And I would go through and pull them out and then take them home. And people would say, "You're crazy, Bernadette." I'm like, I'd rather be crazy. I don't care than a violator. At least I'm out there doing something.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. My mom will wash those. I mean, at least I'll give her that. Like she'll try to get more than one use out of them. But I think so many people just really aren't awake to this issue yet. And so I really applaud the EU for taking this step because that's going to be the precursor to it. I mean, it's not an if, it's when, because this is really something that we can't continue to do with our planet. And so this will trickle down to the U.S. and people will become aware of this. But right now, I feel like Americans are sort of sleeping. A good portion of Americans are sleeping when it comes to this issue.
About a lot of issues.
Yeah, well, a lot of issues.
A lot of it is the media, you know? Yeah, the media doesn't put emphasis on the right things. Yeah. And okay, so how will this ban improve marine litter?
Well, I mean, the marine litter, you know, if you see those videos with the turtles with the straws in their nose, but this is going to be really impactful. So this is going to save the Mediterranean from plastic pollution because obviously we're over in the EU. So that's a really big part right there. These pieces often kill marine animals, including protected and endangered species. So another issue is the microplastics. So that's going to cut down on microplastics. I think we sometimes think about seeing like the big floating trash or whatever, but microplastics is incredibly impactful as well.
So tell people out there that don't know.
So that's where plastics get broken down into really teeny, 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 tiny pieces that you can't even really filter out of water. And then it's infiltrating into our marine life, into our fish.
Our bodies.
Into our bodies that we're drinking. And so we're really like, it's kind of like we're drowning in plastic. I don't know another way to really describe it. And we don't even recognize it because it's so micro in terms of its makeup. So that's a completely different.
Makes me think of the movie WALL-E.
Yes, yes.
It's a great. That was one of the best films I think ever done. I swear to bring attention to this very important issue in our world. It's not. You know, we're all on the same planet. None of us are going really anywhere. You know, and so it's a very important issue. Okay, so what are the economic benefits of this regulation?
So that's really huge too. I mean, and there's a lot of impacts associated with that, but what it really does is it cuts down on all the cleanup effort. I mean, it costs a lot of money to clean this up. So the expectation is that it should save about $25 billion by 2030 and consumers, $7 billion. So the other thing is it does is it creates economic opportunity for responsible businesses to come in and create replacements for those products. So I love that as well, that not only is it assisting with the cleanup efforts and it's cutting down on and doing a better job for our planet. But, I'm all for profit and for capitalism. And so this is an opportunity for people to provide a responsible alternative to some of these.
Profit if you're doing the right thing.
Yes, of course.
And you're not poisoning people or poisoning the earth.
Yes.
And a lot of restaurants, I'm going to call out the restaurant business here and the bar business. There's very few bars and restaurants here in Dallas, Texas, where we're supposed to be so innovative, that are not recycling, are just throwing, and this happens to me even. I'm like, I went out to get some to-go food, and they threw a couple of, the little packets with the knife and the fork and the spoon and the napkin and all that. And my thing, I didn't need it. I don't want it. And I didn't see it until I got home.
Oh, and I have a drawer full of that.
Me
makes
too.
My husband crazy because he's like, Stephanie, you have to, we're going through the whole minimalization thing. He's like, you can't have a drawer full. I'm like, I can't throw this away.
Bring it to a restaurant.
It really bothers me. But I think until it gets to that point where it bothers people, we're not going to see that change. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm proud of my family because Michelle Fiaschetti, her married name now, she used to be married to my nephew. They started the Grapevine Bar together. They were the first bar to start this recycling here in Dallas, Texas, and work with Recycle Revolution.
That's awesome.
Which is a great company out there doing things the right way and making money doing it. They're exploding right now. And so you can make money and still do the right things.
Yeah, and be responsible. They're a company that are B Corps out there, and that's a special designation. But for those companies that are doing the right thing, that's a designation for people to know that they are truly a company with high integrity.
Yeah. And it's Michelle Honia, by the way. That's her new name.
Oh, good.
And I don't want to be disrespectful and not put out her name. And she's got a wonderful new husband. And anyway, we've got a great show continuing on here. Love having Stephanie Toops in studio with us. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about a dozen fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. you meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe. And Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live alive.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and Stephanie Toops. If you're just now joining us, Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. We were discussing the end of plastic plates and straws. The EU market says goodbye to single-use plastic products and a lot of other things. And so where do you want to pick up with this? Let's talk about what will be the consequences. Can't get it out.
I know. It's
tough. That will be. I've got a little bit of a sore throat this morning. I don't know why, but it just kind of got me. But so what will be the consequences if nothing is done?
You know, I feel like sometimes, to your point about Wally, like, you know, I just envision us swimming in plastic.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the truth. You know, I think people, the way that we treat our oceans and the way that we treat just the distribution of trash, ultimately, to your point, there's only one Earth. We
right.
will run out of space.
Right.
We're developing at faster rates and the population is growing. And we've got to find a way to reuse and recycle. And this is really interesting. I read an article the other day, and this is a little bit off topic, but some of the bigger brands are looking at where they will send you their products in a reusable container. And when you're done, you'll put it in a box and you'll send it back to them, and then they'll refill it and give it back to you.
That's cool.
So it's a super...
And it saves them money,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it saves them money in packaging. And I mm-hmm. think it really excites me when I see articles like that and I
yep.
see conversations like that, because that does mean that people are starting to understand
yeah.
that there's a market for that. And then once it becomes more visible, then people will see it.
Yeah, absolutely. You made me think there's some really great stories. Yesterday, we had AJ Jacobs on the show. He is a New York Times bestselling author, incredibly humble guy for the amount of success that he's had. He's an incredible writer. His book, Thanks a Thousand. I read another chapter last night. And in the book, and we didn't really get to it in the interview, there's so many brilliant people that are involved in producing even that cup of coffee. Kind of off topic, but made me think of, you know, there's so much innovation out there.
Yes.
So much innovation. And we need to get even more innovative in order to fix this problem and get off our lazy you know what and really fix it once and for all.
Well, we're powerful when we put our minds to it.
Absolutely.
It's just channeling that energy, to your point. So yeah.
And there's lots of ways to do it. I mean, I think of a product I bought my daughter, a Japanese lunchbox. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Why is
a bento
it?
Box.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Those are so functional.
They're so cool. I got it at Nordstrom, you know, and I pack her a little lunch every day, you know. And
I use those too, and I think they're awesome from the standpoint of it forces you to put more variety in their
right.
lunch as well. Like when I pack my boys' lunches, I find that, okay, I put blueberries and I put this and I put that. And it's a lot more than if my husband's packing it and
right.
he throws like three things in a lunchbox. I love those.
Well,
I
and think, then the
yeah.
stash bags.
Mm-hmm.
I've
yes.
got a couple of those.
Yes.
I use them even to, you know, put vegetables left over. I had some leftover broccoli. I bought too much broccoli. So I put it in one of those until I could use it. I even take, you know, the bags to the grocery store.
Yes.
Where I, yeah. or I'll get a box and I'll weigh all my vegetables. Central Market, you have to put the sticker on everything, and so many people forget their stuff. All that plastic, it makes a difference.
Yeah, I use produce bags.
Yes,
for that. I have some twine produce
bags. I bring
bags.
Everything.
Yes.
I bring yeah. all the bags I have and bring them with me, and then I pass them out at the store. I'll bring back my wine holder, you know, the cardboard wine
yeah.
holder.
Yeah.
People think I'm nuts. I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Uh-uh.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't care either. Everyone
no.
out there listening, don't care. Do the right thing. It's actually a fun game that you can play with yourself.
I totally agree. I love that. Like trying to, it's almost like no spend January. It's really fun when you're you're trying to, when you make a game out of it, right? So if you can try to make a game out of, I'm going to reduce trash, I'm only going to use one trash bag this week to see if I can do it.
Yeah.
And that forces you to think about things that you're not normally thinking about, or that you just go through your day and you don't realize, oh, I'm, you know, I drink this same thing every day and that's 12 bottles or whatever it is, you know, and you can be more thoughtful about what you're doing and just find a better alternative.
Well, and I love to reward good behavior. I really do. So what are some companies making an effort to ditch plastic products?
So I love it. And they're popping up more and more. So there's some really cool one, like Bamboodlers is one, and they create like, they create cutlery out of bamboo. Fast growing product that they can. Yes.
I bought bamboo paper towels.
Yes. Yes.
The other day.
I saw a commercial for that, and they were doing, bamboo, and they're doing toilet paper and I think paper towels as well, but it's a much more renewable resource than trees. And so I think it's, again, being innovative. So Bamboodlers is one of them.
Nice.
Ecovita does compostable single-use cutlery. So like, if you're getting to where you need that convenience factor, and I'm not going to stand here and preach at you and say that convenience isn't sometimes necessary, because I'm a busy mom with three kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but make a smarter choice. Like, just take that next step and make a better
choice.
Do you
know who was one of the first people on the planet to come up with renewable cutlery?
Tell me.
Jackson Brown.
Oh, wow.
In California. I'm giving you a shout out, Jackson. But seriously, he was. I bought my first set. It's got Jackson Brown's name on it. In California, I bought two sets, and I've used them for years when my daughters were going to Montessori school. The Montessori people are very cognizant of what they put in the earth and protecting the earth and all of that. And I'm going to give a huge shout out right now to our new company that we love so much. Because tell them the story. So you came in today. You came in talking about cleaning. You got your new home.
Yes, yes. Okay. So we're almost done renovating our house, and so we're going to begin cleaning it so that we can move in next week. And Supernatural, I ordered her entire catalog of cleaning products, and that's what we're going to use to clean everything to get it ready for the family to move in. And I'm super excited about
that. They're so fabulous.
Yeah. Yes.
They're so fabulous, you guys. And here's the thing. So you get, I first saw them at Treehouse, and before they actually were launched on the market.
Yeah.
I said, where can I get these? And I even tried to buy the one they had. I'm like, please put me down for five. So I started I started the pre-order list, if you will.
Oh, awesome.
And so anyway, so it's four beautiful little glass bottles with the sprayers that go on top. And you fill it with, you can use tap water. I used filtered water. And you put the little oil vials for each one. So there's granite and
there's tile, there's floors,
windows.
It's everything. It's comprehensive.
But the thing that's so great is you're lowering your carbon footprint.
Yeah.
And it's such the products. Oh my God, you guys, I'm telling, they make me want to clean. Now I'm a cleaner anyway. I love to clean, but this is like, they're unbelievable, and you're helping the earth. And Susie Batiste, she is the founder of this company. She's the one that came up with Poopery. She's got the most brilliant mind to come up with this. I think it's just such a fabulous idea.
Yeah, and I love that, and this is maybe a little bit different, but you know, sometimes when you're in this space, people get this idea that everything's granola, but this is such a sexy product.
It
and
is
I know we're talking
sexy.
About cleaning supplies, but it's really pretty
it
and really
product.
Chic, and it's...
And it smells so good.
Yeah, it smells amazing.
You don't get the headaches from regular cleaning products.
Like, and the bottles are glass and reusable, so when you reorder, you just reorder the vials, so you're not... You know, like if you go buy... 409 or something at the store, you're buying this plastic spray bottle, which then you go to recycle. Even if you're responsible and you recycle it, half the things you try to recycle don't get recycled. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's, oh my gosh, I just love it so much.
I do too.
I really do.
I didn't know this, but the cardboard that it comes in doesn't surprise me though, because Susie is just brilliant, like I said. 100% recycled and recyclable packaging.
Nice.
That helps to keep it real. That's what they say. But there's all kinds of essential oils for aroma. Mm-hmm. And it sticks around to cuddle after. I couldn't agree more. Like basil, pink grapefruit, palm rosa. I'm not sure I know what palm rosa is, but whatever's in there, it smells good.
Yeah.
Fir and peppermint and lemon and lime, lavender, liesta cueba, eucalyptus, and orange. I probably didn't say that right.
And I
Listia,
think what?
Cuba.
I don't know.
Okay.
But essential oils are such great cleaners, too. I think sometimes people have this misconception, but vinegar is one of the best things you can clean.
Absolutely.
So a natural product certainly can clean.
And cleaning with natural oils keeps bugs away. Yes. Did you know that?
Yes, yes.
So you won't have, like, ants or all these other things, and it's,
Well, I used to have a yoga studio, and we had an ant problem, and that was ultimately what we used natural products, we had the best results over pesticides because it was the best.
And so you can help change the world, even in little ways. By choosing companies and products that care about you, that care about the earth. Oh, that's another thing. They're not toxic, so they won't be poisoning you. You know, all these great things, and like the bamboo paper towels. And so I'm high from talking about it.
Just making better
makes
choices.
Me so happy. Yeah. But such great information. Always wonderful to have you in studio, Stephanie Toops.
Thanks for having me.
She's a light on the planet, you guys. Check her out on her Instagram at topsyturvy. Aviana, always great working with you. I'm going to give another. It is. It really is. She's brilliant, too. Little Aviana.
I like Avi.
A big shout out to our sponsors real quick. Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Diamond, thank you so much as well. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. I feel like I'm getting an Academy Award here.
You are.
Dallas, thank you.
You are.
You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.